welcome back to Girl Talk. I am here with my funny Valentine, Nikki Next.
Hey.
And the one and only Richard Avery.
Good afternoon.
And today we are talking about sexy animals.
Ooh.
Yeah, because humans aren't the only ones that have fun.
The whole animal kingdom has fun.
Yeah. Yeah, actually.
From what Serena has told me so far.
Yeah, you know more about sexy animals than all of us, right?
She's so the expert.
Educate us.
She's the sexpert. animals.
Exactly. And we're in class here. Nikki and I are in class.
We're sitting in the front row.
So you
have our notebooks open.
Exactly. You have to teach us.
Well, humans.
I have a question.
What's your question? Give me a question.
He raised his hand
what's
too,
the
like
sexiest
a good boy.
Animal on the planet?
Ooh, that is a really...
And don't say Miley Cyrus.
The human
really,
man.
Really good question. The sexiest animal.
No, don't tell me your horse.
Felix
no,
the
no,
cat.
No. Wait, I'm coming up with a really good... I'm going to say the male lanternfish. Because...
And why?
Because his only purpose for existing is to be a bag of sperm.
Okay.
He barely eats. He's like 10 times smaller than the female, and they live in deep, dark waters. So coming across a mate is not very common. So when he finds his female, he just attaches himself to her.
Like a suction cup?
No, like he becomes part of her body.
Wow. I know guys
and,
like that.
And then he just, yeah, exactly. And then he just kind of disappears.
See, we
her
can
body,
learn a lot
she literally
from
uses him as just a little bag of sperm to carry around.
Are they bright colored?
No, but they do have little lights because they're lanternfish.
Wow. Oh. Wow. So that's the sexiest animal?
If your only purpose in life is to reproduce and to be a sex thing, I'm going to say that's the sexiest
that's
animal.
That's pretty one. He's single-minded, just like
exactly.
a guy.
Yeah, I don't even think they really don't eat. So
exactly.
We can learn a lot from nature.
All they do is sex.
sex all the time.
So what's your favorite animal?
What's your spirit animal?
I don't know.
How do you know? How do you find out your spirit animal?
They say that your spirit animal
you
is if
know
you get,
it.
Like if you get attacked by them a lot, like that'll be your spirit animal.
Hmm.
Like, don't you not get along with birds very well?
I hate birds with a passion.
So,
if I had a BB gun, I'd shoot them every day.
In theory, that might be your spirit animal.
There's really? Crows around here that drive me crazy and I want to shoot them. So I hate, if a crow is my spirit animal, I'm really mad.
I thought spirit animal was like, one fictitious or not, like one that you wanted to be, because people say like I want to be
I mean,
a tiger.
I'm sure there's different ways of looking at it.
I guess both.
Yeah, it's. I think it's from what I understood, it was like what represented you or your
we
spirit,
have to Google
or what,
not necessarily what
something
you're,
like your
what
personality
you
or something
we have to
about
Google,
you.
We have to Google it.
Yeah,
my spirit animal is.
I'm gonna Bing it.
My spirit animal is probably a rhinoceros.
Why?
Why?
Just because he's horny and he just runs through things and he just has no time for bullshit and he just runs and everything, right? Everything
pretty
gets out of his way.
Yeah.
He's pretty quick. He's fast. He's mobile.
Somewhat.
And he's big.
And
I want to be a leopard.
No.
Solitary.
What's my spirit
cat?
Animal?
Your spirit animal is a caterpillar.
Someday you will grow up to be a beautiful butterfly.
Someday.
It's going to take a while, but she'll get there eventually.
I want my cocoon to come so I can be a butterfly.
No. No.
But Serena. Serena is...
I think I'd be a fox.
Yeah.
A semi-solitary, conniving,
a slender
always
fox.
Busy.
I was thinking...
Cashing things.
With a smile on its face.
I was always thinking Goofy. Your spirit animal would be like a little chihuahua.
Oh, wow, fox is way better.
No.
How dare you?
I would not be a yapping ankle biter. Thank you very much.
So you wrote here, I'm just reading this. You wrote here, jungle orgies? What?
Well, those are the best
animals,
kind.
Okay. Do other animals fuck other animals?
And so this is
no,
question
never.
Yeah, I've wondered about
from other people is do other animals do some of the crazy kinky things that humans do?
Like, does a horse fuck a zebra?
Blindfolded.
Yeah.
I think they do. They're the same. They're essentially the same. They just have slightly different variations in chromosomes.
But their parents don't agree with it.
They can reproduce.
Okay.
You can have a zorse.
Ooh, Zorus is cool.
Isn't that what a donkey is a combination, or a jackass is the combination of a donkey and a horse?
A mule is a cross between a horse and a donkey.
That's what it was.
Yes.
I knew it was something like that.
Yeah.
Yes. That's, I paid attention in school. That's also where the very politically incorrect word mulatto comes from.
Education?
I always have loved that fact because it's really offensive.
So in the jungle, they have full on...
In the mighty jungle?
Gangbangs and orgies.
Yeah, there's... I mean, really? Like I was telling Nikki the other day, like I've watched some very graphic duck rapes happen. Gay, straight, I don't know, like some of them.
How big is a duck penis?
I've never actually seen one outside of the body.
They can't be all that big.
I gotta get out. Imagine get out your ruler. I like short and fat, not long and skinny. Please.
Well, you don't have a cryptic vagina.
TMI. Which, by the way, I looked up. I think it was BuzzFeed. Yeah, it's BuzzFeed. They listed a number of outrageous facts about animal sex, and number one and two is about ducks.
What is the deal with ducks? What are those facts?
Well. Ducks are unusual from other birds in that they are the only birds that have actual penises and vaginas. All other birds have a cloaca, which is like a central opening for just about everything. So most birds
mate
for...
Male and female?
Male and female.
I did not know
they have the same part?
They have the ones that have basically cloaca. The same part. So like their external parts are the same. It's just one hole for everything.
For peeing?
Well, they don't really pee. They poop.
Excrement.
So this hole.
So they have this thing called a cloacal kiss is when they have sex. And it's just sort of a shoot and pray.
Okay. So do all birds have eggs?
Yes.
They do?
Yes.
Even penguins? Yeah, yes. Penguins do, right?
All birds lay eggs.
Ostriches. They lay
eggs. Ostriches lay eggs.
Okay. Ostriches lay have eggs. The biggest eggs, right?
Yeah,
right.
It's like an equivalent to 6 chicken eggs or something like that. One ostrich egg.
Wow.
It's the biggest right?
Yeah. I never thought about birds' genitals before, but
until
not that I had time to. But
by the way, I was in Santa Monica yesterday. I think 5 birds pooped on my car because the entire top and the hood is covered in bird poop.
Well,
and I cleaned it off, but it was bad.
Well, that's what you have the handy vac for and the wipes in the car.
Oh, that's right. It's sitting in my trunk. I don't even use it.
Ridiculous. So ducks, out of all these birds, ducks are the only ones that have...
Yeah, and I guess it's because they have such a, like, rapey culture. Like, I'm not even, like, I can't even call it anything else, but they have a rapey culture. Like, I've seen them chasing down a female where she looks fucking terrified. And the next thing you know, they're jumping screaming. On her, biting her neck. And trying to mate with her. And then 3 other males will come along and try to do the same thing. So they have to make this, they have to make exceptions for that and kind of protect the activity.
Right. So their vagina is all crazy.
It's cryptic. Yeah. It's considered a cryptic vagina.
Oh, interesting. Wow.
So it looks like a maze in there.
So, oh my God.
So is most sex with ducks is, I guess you would say, non-consensual?
It doesn't look very... I mean, I can't ask the female if she's okay with this.
Let's ask some ducks
what they think. But, I mean, it doesn't
look... No means no.
It doesn't look consensual.
No, Nikki, it's not that. It's quack means no.
Yeah, exactly.
Quack, quack, two quacks. No. Quack twice for no and 3 times for yes.
One quack is for no. 2 quacks is for yes.
Okay. I thought... No means yes, and yes means anal. That's what I thought. Someone told me that once.
Yeah, your boyfriend.
So. A couple of them.
Yeah.
But the first 2 facts, most of them are
what
about
are the
ducks.
Weird sex facts? Now you got me thinking.
Well, okay.
Give us
so
more.
Another one with a corkscrew penis is a pig, and they have
they got a corkscrew
really?
Tail.
Longest orgasms of any mammal.
Really?
How long are they?
Like 15 minutes.
Wow.
Oh my God.
I know
God.
A couple girls that are like that.
Yeah.
Not 15 minutes.
But yeah, pigs easily. Are really sexual animals.
Like, really?
Yeah. And I when I was in college and I did my first animal science class, we went to the hog barn where they, you know, produce hogs for meat, right?
Sounds like a barn.
Yeah.
Is the hog barn next to, I just say it's right next door to the Red Lobster? Is the hog barn?
No.
Oh, that's where you go for drinks after you go to the Red Lobster.
No, and you hog definitely barn, need drinks after hog going barns, to the hog barn.
Hog barn sounds like a name of a male strip club.
It should be.
Sounds like a bar.
It should be. So we went in and there's like different rooms. There's the sows with the pig, with the piglets. And then there's the older piglets. And then we go into the boar room where these, all these like highly testosterone hopped, like male pigs who are just steroids. There to breed.
Just to fuck.
It was really one of the most horrifying things of my life when I walked up to one of the pens and one of these boars who weighs like at least 1,000 pounds.
They're huge, right?
Huge. He stands up, puts his front feet up on the wall, and just starts humping the air and like making these like really,
oh my god,
like guttural animal noises. And it was like,
could you see his penis?
It was starting to come out. Yeah,
his corkscrew penis.
His corkscrew penis was making an appearance. I mean, it was just. And he, but so, he was, it was so vulgar. Like,
I just
was
picture
so,
like a.
He was, now you know where the term filthy pig comes
exactly.
from.
Exactly. Like, I honestly never thought of pigs that way until I saw that. And now I have a totally different opinion on pigs.
Wow.
Do you eat pig?
No. I don't eat any animal.
No, pork is bad.
I love pork. I eat it all the time.
Oh, pork is horrible.
And that's the other thing is pigs are like really similar to humans. So like that place smelled like human shit.
Oh, that's whatever. So gross.
It was really creepy.
As long as I put some barbecue sauce on it, I'm okay.
Same now, with what the monkeys too.
Now, what about
monkey shit?
What about
like human shit
what about
too.
Horses? They seem to be pretty sexual.
I have actually caught my horse masturbating before.
Really?
It's pretty cute.
How does a horse masturbate?
She just rubs her vulva against something and goes. Right. Mm.
I know a girl like that.
It's pretty cute. But male horses will actually, they will slap their penises against their bellies as a form of masturbation.
Huh. I've seen that.
Yeah.
Got to have a belly.
Yeah.
Have you? But you haven't seen horses have sex?
Yes, I have. And
that's pretty.
It's pretty crazy. Violent.
Yeah.
We also, again,
so much
of the
violence.
I learned in my animal science class how to collect sperm samples from horses for
and how do you do that? How do you do that now?
So you get
with a really good glove on.
You get a really horny stallion,
right?
And you get a dummy mare. Sometimes you also have an actual mare who's in heat to help encourage him,
right?
And you let him mount the dummy mare, which is just like a pommel horse, really. And then, well, also if you're doing it for scientific purposes, you want to scrub and clean the shaft and penis before, and then you as this like really aggressive violent thrusting is happening, usually some small girl goes in there with a fake vagina and redirects the penis into the vagina, the fake vagina, and then holds it and hangs on for dear life.
Wow.
While he ejaculates into this thing.
When they ejaculate, do they make a big noise?
They just go
See, that's weirder than them just like screaming out.
Oh, but have you seen the tortoise sex, though? The one where it's like.
No. Oh, yes. No, I've heard the noise.
You do this. I think you should go on stage and do animal impressions of orgasms. Animal orgasms.
And then the audience has to guess what it is.
Or we do a little speak and say wheel thing. Spin the thing this. And you go.
Oh,
like,
I forgot about
and the,
that.
And the cow goes. And the horse goes. And the pig goes.
I remember hearing the turtles having sex.
Yeah, that's so a YouTube video that's hilarious. Yeah, it sounds like an old man fucking. Because he's just like, hey.
And it goes on forever
it's
and ever.
So funny.
So you had to handle a horse's penis?
I have not personally. Okay. I didn't take animal science too. Because
that was in two.
The lab class.
No, no, there was a lab in animal science one. Okay. I actually had to milk a goat for my final. But in animal science two, you actually have to dock, neuter, and clip piglets. So they clip their teeth, cut off their tails, and cut off their balls. And that's one of the things that I had a hard time with farm animals is that they're not required to use any kind of anesthetic or anything to prevent them from feeling. That
do you think that's cruel?
I do.
I'm okay with it as long as
absolutely
I'm barbecue sauce.
Were you ever? What do you think about PETA? Were you ever? Because I know.
I hate PETA.
That's a whole nother topic.
It's a whole nother topic.
That's a whole nother podcast topic.
No, that's animal cruelty.
You're a big animal lover. And like animal cruelty and stuff. I know there's too much controversial stuff surrounding them.
Part of it was I did work at the Primate Center because of PETA, because I wanted to see the other side with my own eyes.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So there's animal. Monkeys rape each other a lot too.
Monkeys do.
Monkeys are all about the rape.
But there's so all kinds of monkeys going on. Wait, there's all kinds of monkeys. There's chimpanzees.
Well, those aren't monkeys.
They're not.
Those are apes.
Okay. Aren't monkeys apes?
No.
It's different.
They are both primates.
Okay. But
monkeys are apes. Neither are apes monkeys.
Okay. And gorillas.
Gorillas are apes.
Okay.
What are baboons?
Monkeys.
Monkey.
If it has a tail, really? It's a monkey.
And Donald Trump?
He's an ape.
It's going to be the next president. No.
But primates are interesting, too, because they, I feel like, kind of represent all of the different human relationships that we have.
So I have a dumb question. Mm-hmm. Because they're animals, and let's just take primates as an example. Because they don't have Netflix and TV and other things to do, I mean, they really are all about basically
the ones at the sex. Zoo do.
No, but like sex, they're pretty simple. Like it's like a simple food. Life. It's like food, sex? Shelter, and sex.
It's a guy.
Like, right?
Just like a guy.
Well,
yeah, kind of.
Kind of.
And sports.
A very simplistic view of men.
I know, exactly.
Is that weird that I think of them very simply? Because I do.
Because you're around simple guys.
That's why I want to be a guy for a day.
So
I want to masturbate and eat and watch TV and that's it. Sounds like a fun day.
You can do that anyway.
I know.
That's true.
You don't need a dick for that.
But does that make sense? I mean, like kind of ultimately.
That's ultimately what life is.
It's right.
Food, sex, shelter.
Right. It's the human race that has gotten into material
bullshit.
The bottom
of the pyramid.
Well, it's what we have is what happens when you satisfy all those things.
Yeah.
And then we have time to do things like art.
Right.
Or everything social else. Media. Or, you know, music.
Driving.
But other animals, like, have just never developed that part of themselves because they're always searching for food.
Right.
Or, searching for a mate or you know, whatever else they do.
Did you ever, like in these classes, these animals, did you ever like going to classes like that, learning about this stuff, does that make you not want to eat animals then? Is that?
I haven't eaten meat since I was 10.
Really?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I got in a huge discussion with somebody about this recently.
I have very mixed feelings on it because I did take a lot of those like food animal management classes. And so... You know, and I work with birds of prey where we have to feed them other animals. So I understand that cycle of life and that animals eat other animals.
The whole circle of it.
It's graphic and it's violent and it's horrible and the other animals are suffering as they're being eaten. But it's just what happens.
It's like, I always have these weird thoughts, like, which is me, but like a couple days ago, I stop at Kentucky Fried Chicken, get some chicken. And all I think about all the time is like, how many chickens do you think are killed in a day?
Oh, that God, is a fed. Fuck ton.
Like millions and millions, I bet.
Yeah.
Like millions.
Just for people to eat KFC.
That's what I'm just saying. A day. Like KFC alone probably is their number's crazy. But then you add that to all the restaurants, all the food. Like how many chickens are killed a day on this planet?
Chipotle, which
billions. I bet you billions.
Yeah. Yeah.
A day. Like a day. Not like a week. A day.
Mm-hmm.
And they, because
they're all cooped up.
Yeah, and then breaded lightly and fried.
Delicious. And pretty good.
Yeah, and then they're putting your chicken bowl that you eat all the time.
It's really good.
Yeah, so what are you talking about?
It's good on a bed of rice.
Yeah.
Do you drink milk?
I do drink milk.
You don't eat meat?
No, I eat fish.
Pescatarian.
When's the last time you had a steak?
Never.
Wow.
I've never eaten steak in my life.
Crazy?
I feel sad for you.
Big, juicy prime rib steak.
I know. Filet mignon.
Yeah, filet mignon. No, prime rib's better.
No.
I'll take your word for it.
Okay, quick trivia. How many vaginas do kangaroos have?
Two.
This says three. Hmm.
I had heard that all marsupials have two, at least.
I think I heard that before, too.
And I think
maybe it's
some of them have dual uteruses, so they can be pregnant twice. Because at the same time. They can delay their pregnancies. So because they live in drought areas.
I've pet a kangaroo.
Aww.
A gray.
Aww.
I got pictures.
I haven't done
I got
that.
Pictures, too.
Aww. You're so lucky. A Joey? Are we...
No.
kid kangaroos are called Joeys, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what
I said. We went to a zoo in Coolangatta. They have the zoo where you can walk amongst the kangaroos.
Oh, that's so cool.
And they're just lying there like they look stoned out of their head.
Well, yeah.
And they're just so they're just mellow. It's the red kangaroos that kill people. Mm-hmm. So you can just walk
the angry ones.
No, they're just called reds and they kill people. They actually can kill people.
They're really aggressive.
Yeah.
Wow.
The grays are just like whatever.
See, too much violence. Too much violence in the animal kingdom.
It's a cultural thing, though. Like, some of them are, and some of them... Look at the... So, the best example is the chimps. So, right, there's the chimps in the Congo, which are probably more human-like than the bonobo chimps.
Right.
Because they are very violent. They stage wars. And they're not only, like, looking to kill the other animal, they're looking to humiliate it.
Right.
Like their first instinct is to go for the genitals and literally like throw them across the jungle.
Just
like
go for
they
it.
They will go rip
and
it off.
And bonobos are...
And they're all about satisfying themselves with sex.
Yeah.
Like they
complete
resolve
opposite.
Conflicts with sex instead of violence. And it's
I watched
amazing.
The whole thing on bonobos.
I love
really?
Them.
Yeah.
I saw bonobos on something and I was going to ask... I didn't know what they were.
I wish... Like there, and they're also the one example that people always bring up with when they're explaining homosexuality in nature.
Mm. Yeah, because this says 75% of them are bisexual.
I would say they all are because that's just 100%. Their
culture. The 25% the 25% they are not counting there are, is 25%
Why?
They haven't met yet.
Yeah.
Or they said no comment.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just. That's just their culture. Like it's the way we use violence or aggression to settle things. They use sex.
You gotta use something.
You just have to wrap your mind around a different concept of doing things.
Yeah.
It's like hate sex and
like if we had a conflict, instead of fighting over it, like I would probably start touching you or something. Like if I want you to calm down and like I might like get you off or something.
I might fist your ass with no lube.
Yeah. Totally.
Okay, now I feel better.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't feel better after that?
Plus, I got touched, and I feel great now.
Because oxytocin and all that, you know.
There you go.
They've got it right. I think nature got it right.
Nature has had it right for a while. It's the humans that are fucking things up.
I would say that. Human race sucks. Human race is the worst.
We're horrible.
Animal on the planet.
It seems like everyone in nature is just having fun.
Yeah.
Or raping.
Or raping and pillaging people.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's having fun except the female duck.
Yeah. No.
She's not having so much fun.
Short end of the stick again.
Exactly.
There was some stuff about pandas. Do you know a lot about pandas?
They can't save themselves.
To save their life.
They're kind of an evolutionary dud. What else do you want me to say about them?
Okay, this says, female pandas only get excited for a 72-hour window once a year, and it happens February to May at some point. And that's it. That's it for the whole year.
Yep.
It's good enough.
Yep. It's the only time they have an adequate food and water source.
Oh, maybe
enough
that's why.
Enough to reproduce.
There you go.
But they're satisfied with it.
And most animals are like that. They're seasonally reproductive. Humans are one of the only ones that are not seasonally reproductive.
Right. Yeah, they are. Isn't it during Super Bowl week?
And people's birthdays.
I did see, what was it, when it was raining a lot, someone said, be careful, this is baby-making weather.
Yeah. Well, they say that during blizzards, like on the East Coast.
And there was, did you see the Super Bowl commercial with the kids that were born on... supposedly on the Super Bowl when their parents had got excited and had sex
9 months after the Super Bowl.
9 months after.
Yeah.
But they're Super Bowl babies.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Super Bowl
babies. I'm going to put that on my resume.
Yeah.
I was a Super Bowl baby.
Yeah.
Yay.
You can wrap that up now.
Yeah. And on that note, we're not going to watch the Super Bowl, but we may hand out some duck condoms. Because
specially made,
because duck rape is real.
Exactly. Just say quack.
Just say quack. And if you have any more questions on duck rape or any other kind of animal sexual violence, you can follow me on Twitter at @sexyserenab.
Email Serena.
Or check out my Instagram by the same name and my website, serenablair.com.
Nikki?
You can find my site, iheartnikki.com, and Twitter and Instagram, it's Nikki Next.
You want to spell that?
I do. Can I spell it backwards?
No, just never mind.
Okay.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.